The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons and anointed with oils those who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. During Holy Week, the Archbishop blesses the oils that are used throughout the Archdiocese for the coming year. One of the oils he blesses is the oil of the infirmed. These are the oils which are used by the priest when they go visit someone who is ill. They anoint them, they bless them, and they may give them communion. This is something that has been done for hundreds of years. Oils are taken, oils are blessed, we are anointed. My wife, not too long ago, had her hip replaced. That was fun, more for me than for her. And she received the anointing of the sick. A little after Easter, I'm going to have some eye surgery done. And I also will receive this anointing. Before it was called anointing of the sick, it was called extreme unction, for those of us who might remember that. And at the time, it wasn't, thought of well. Because if you were at home and you were sick, and they said, "Oh, we've called the priests, they're going to go to anoint you." And the person would go, "Oh, no, I'm not ready to go. I am not ready to go. I don't want that yet." And that was the thought for many years. And that's kind of why they changed the name to the anointing of the sick. So whether you're going in for surgery or something like that, you can go to the priest. They will anoint you, they will bless you. And with that extra blessing, you can then go into the surgery knowing that our Lord is with you.